Greetings, Paul Temple here from the Diamond Light Network. This is our podcast number 10, which is number 2 in the series of messages from Althor, and it's called Wisdom and Knowledge. Now, as a prelude, all of the content of my podcasts is channeled, so to speak. It's information that comes via my intuitive guidance from my spirit guides. But this process has changed recently, and I came to meet Althor as the multidimensional being who has provided these insights. So in this series of podcasts, Althor is speaking directly as himself through me and to me. For more information about Althor, you can listen to podcast number 9, in which he provides an introduction of himself. So, this is podcast number 10, Messages from Althor, podcast number 2, called Wisdom and Knowledge. Greetings, dear one, Paul. I am going to offer some insights that may be of interest to the people in your community. You have asked why we don't reveal more information to you at this time on the nature of the divine reality, the soul, and the transmigration of the soul. You humans like information, knowledge, and data. But this mental aspect of knowing information is limited in its benefit and can be dangerous if it becomes distorted and corrupted as solely mental knowledge. What is important for humans in this time is not just knowing things, but integrating energy wisdom into the heart, into the energy body, and the physical body. This ability to move and hold increased streams of energy or higher voltage results in access to higher realms of consciousness. So knowing about multidimensional constructs may make the ego feel important and superior, but developing the subtle sensitivities and energetic capacity to perceive into these realms is what is important now. Wisdom is the integration and embodiment of truth, love, and equanimity. This embodiment generates heart magnetism and spiritual presence. Knowledge is simply knowing something on the mental plane, but that does not mean that the person has actualized these qualities of these concepts. We have initiations to mark when people have actually manifest new abilities to increase their magnetic presence and skills. So giving your mental awareness more knowledge without clearing, healing, and opening the channels in the energy body can actually be a dangerous thing. You, Paul, have experienced this at previous times in your life when you moved into higher voltage energy streams than your channels were prepared to handle. So you understand the dangers of this. So the work in this time is to clear, heal, and open your channels from old density, stagnation, and blockage, so you are able to move larger volumes of energy. This means sorting through truth from illusion, and discerning what actions are beneficial to your evolution and which are not. It means releasing unconscious attachments to old destructive patterns and self-limiting constructs. It means unwinding attachment to old thought forms and belief systems that have been programmed into your awareness. It means healing and releasing ancestral strands of fear and trauma. This is the work that many souls are doing on Earth in this lifetime. With the opening of these channels comes access to more insight, wisdom, knowledge, and information. From your human perspective, this can be a long, slow, frustrating process. It can take decades and much of one's human life. You have to struggle through the jungle of ignorance and delusion, through pain and fear, distortion and corruption, on both the individual and the collective planes, to find the path to truth, light, and expanded awareness. But as you each do this, as you clear a path through the jungle of samsara — samsara is the world of ignorance and suffering — you clear that path for others as well. The suffering and ignorance is collective. So as you each begin to open and clear your hearts to let love, truth, and expanded awareness manifest, you make it easier for others to find their path out of the darkness. I hope you find this information of benefit. In radiant love and light, Althor.